take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Medical and dental authorities tell us that bad teeth are often a source of many diseases and infections common to the human body. So it's essential that you care well for your youngster's teeth from the very start. First, take them to the dentist regularly and follow his advice. Second, include in their diet plenty of the minerals and vitamins essential for proper tooth and bone development. Such vitamins and minerals are found in Horlicks malted milk. You have your own dentist. The Horlicks malted milk you can get at your druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. Ask the children which they'd prefer. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Last night, Squire Skimp attended Lum and Abner's picture show, the Pine Ridge Planetarium, for the first time. And while walking down one of the aisles, stumbled and hit his head against one of the seats, knocking himself unconscious. The old fellows are very much concerned over Squire's misfortune. And as we look in on the Jot-'em-Down store today, we find Lum and Abner discussing the accident. Listen.
Well, I wouldn't worry so much about it, Lum.
Well, I just hate for anything like that to happen there in our show, Abner. Special after Squire was nice enough to come over and tell us he never had no hard feelings at us over us closing up his picture show.
You think this is going to make him mad at us again now, huh?
No, but I just hate it because it had to be him, of all people, to get hurt over there.
Yeah.
We've caused him enough trouble about something like that to happen, closing him up and all.
Sure. Well, I still can't see how it's going to fall.
Well, he said it was so dark in there he couldn't half see. No, coming in out of the daylight that way, I think he must have tripped himself on one of them seats.
Yeah, well, now he might have. I don't know. It's awful dark in there, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
I know Saturday night, the Widow Abernathy sat right smack dab in Grandpa Meeks's lap there. And it's just a wonder Grandpa never got hurt right then, too.
Yeah, I wish there was some way we could have some lights in there, but trouble is, you can't do it for it'll spoil the picture.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's all right after you sit in there a while. You get to where you can see all right. It's just sort of when you first come in there, it bothers you.
Yeah, picture shows ought to have two rooms, you know.
Two rooms?
Yeah, one of them where you can sit down and sort of get used to the dark before you go in to watch the picture.
Huh.
I'd put a stop to all that stumbling around.
Well, if it was dark in the first room, why, they'd stumble in there, too. I don't know.
Well, just let it go. I ain't going to put in there no way.
Yeah. Of course, might have another room for them to sit down in before they go in. No, that wouldn't help them.
Why, of course not. I'd get so many rooms that way, but he'd have to start going to the show about a day ahead of time so he could set in all the different rooms before he got the room where the picture's at.
Well, wait a minute, Law. We're crazy.
Huh?
Why, them first rooms don't have to be dark. We can have the lights on in there. It won't need but one room that way.
Have the lights on?
Why, sure. It don't have to be dark only in the room where we're showing the moving pictures.
Well, what good would it do to set in a room with the lights on first?
Why, to get your eyes used to the dark so when it go, no.
For goodness sake. It's too late now anyway, Abner. Squire's done hurt. Ain't no use to lock the barn door after the horse is stole.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. I'm sorry I said it. I ought to have had better sense.
Whose horse is stole?
Nobody's. I just said that.
Lum, if somebody's horse has been stole around here, I ought to know about it. I'm the constable, and it's
for
up to me.
For goodness sake, there ain't been no horse stole, Abner. I just said there ain't no use to lock the barn door after the horse is stole.
Well, how could they lock the door after he's stole if he ain't been stole? You're just trying to protect somebody. I know, Lum. You just let that slip. That's just about what you done.
Abner, if somebody's horse was stole, I'd tell you about it. I just use that old...
Oh, no, you don't now. Just because it's some friend of yours.
It ain't no friend of mine.
Well, what you trying to protect him for?
I ain't trying to protect nobody.
Well, who is it then?
Nobody.
Well, it's bound to be somebody. A horse can't steal itself.
There ain't been no horse stole, I told you.
You said there was a minute ago. Now you're trying to back out of it.
I ain't trying to back out. Just hush up about it. I've said all I'm going to.
Oh, refuse to answer questions, huh? Did you know, Lum, I could take you right down there and lock you up in jail?
Lock me? You ain't accusing me of stealing no horse, are you?
Well, you might not have sure enough stolen, but you're just as guilty as the feller that did. Harboring a criminal, that's what you're doing. Interference with the law. That makes you a party for the crowd.
Oh, for goodness sake, Abner. You drive a feller some tractors, you know, all
yeah. I'm giving you the third degree. That's what's making you feel that way. I'm breaking you down.
I'm going to break you down directly, and it ain't going to be by asking a bunch of questions, neither.
Where was you at on an, who was it? What, was it some of your relations?
No.
Vegetable, was it Evelina's brother?
No, Abner, no, it weren't nobody.
Tell me what I'm getting warned.
I'm not going to tell you nothing. As far as I know, there ain't been no horse stole in the first place, and if there was, I don't know who done it.
Yeah, it's just the trouble around here, too. They always criticizing the constable for not looking after the duties of his office, and then when something happens, why... Everybody's afraid to tell him anything about it. They all kind of help me.
I believe you get worse every day of the world. I'll find out.
But it's your own fault, Mom. You won't tell me nothing. How you expect me to catch him if you won't answer my question?
I don't want you to catch nobody.
Yeah. It's just what I figured. Yeah, I'm more likely somebody that's a good
Abner, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Sitting over here arguing about something that don't amount to a hill of beans, and there's Squire laying over at his place, just hovering, which life and death, you might say, over falling down in our picture show. Yeah. You ought to be ashamed.
All right. All right, Bob. I won't say no more about it. But I just warn you, if whoever it was stole that horse is a private friend of yours, and you don't want to see him get in no trouble... If you'll see him and tell him to take the horse back to whoever it belonged to, why, I won't say another word about it. Just to help you.
All right, Abner. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
I'll see that the horse is took back. Now, that settles it, don't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I don't feel just right about it, though. I feel sort of guilty myself getting mixed up in it this way. Special after all I said about crime not paying.
Well, you just forget about it now. Don't say another word about it.
It's just one little thing that's sort of worrying me about it.
Ain't no use to worry about it now. I told you I'd handle it.
Yeah, but it's going to be harder to get that horse back in there than you think so long.
I don't think we'll have no trouble. Just leave it to me.
Well, I just hope that you ain't forgot nothing.
Forgot nothing?
Yeah. Didn't you say a while ago that the door was locked after the horse was stole? I was just thinking you might have trouble getting it back in there if that door's locked.
Well, if it's locked, I'll get a key somewhere. Now, please, Abner, please don't say another word about it.
Oh, I won't tell a soul.
Well, I'm glad that's over. I'll know better than to start something like that again.
Yeah, it ought to be a lesson to you, Lomax. Go ahead, getting yourself in such scrapes as that.
If you ever hear me using another one of them old lettered sayings again in front of you, I want you to walk me one.
I believe that was all right.
Yeah, just sit down. I'll get it.
Yeah, that's right. It might be that feller. You better talk to him.
What feller?
You know, the horse thief.
Oh, hello? This is Lum Edwards talking. Oh, well, hello, Doc. Here.
Doc who, Lum?
Doc Miller, shut up.
Doc, well, I'll be dead, but...
Uh-huh, yeah.
He'd have been the last fellow in town I'd ever station.
Well, I declare. Well, that's too bad.
Uh-oh, I bet they don't catch him.
Well, I sure hate to hear that, Doc.
He's got an automobile. I don't know what he'd want to steal.
Still unconscious part of the time, huh?
Doc Miller, of all people. Him and his fancy pills. And subscriptions.
Well, you reckon we ought to take him into the hospital and have him raid? No, raid. One of them Kodaks that takes pictures plumb through you. Huh? Yeah, x-ray. What's the reason he don't? Well, if he don't want to go, of course, it can't force him.
Well, I wouldn't let a horse tell me what he'd do and what he wouldn't.
Well, let us know, Doc, if there's any new development. You don't think there's no bones broke, huh? Well, me and Abner will go over there to see him in a few minutes and sort of cheer him up.
How you go about cheering a horse?
Oh, you don't?
I ain't going.
Well, let us know when it's all right for him to have visitors in.
Perfect.
All right, Doc. All right, much obliged for calling. Goodbye. Goodbye. Then his doc says Squire must be in pretty bad shape.
Squire?
Yeah. Says he examined him good and can't find nothing wrong with him. He don't think he's no bones broke, but Squire lays there and moans and takes on something wonderful, he says.
Well, I do know.
He ought to be took in there at the hospital and at the county seat and let them examine him, but doc says he just comes right out flat-footed and refuses to be moved.
Yeah. Well, sir, it don't look like he could have hurt himself that bad, does it, just falling there in the aisle that way?
Well, it's more than likely a concussion of the brains or something like that. Must have sort of knocked his head against something when he fell.
Yeah, more than likely.
I feel bad about it, too, you know what? Maybe we ought to write Squire a little note of some kind, tell him how sorrowful we are.
Yeah.
Doc Miller says he'd rather he wouldn't have no company for a few days.
Yeah, well, sure, we could just write him a note and tell him that we're sorry it happened, all that, you know.
Well, that'll let him know we're concerned about him.
Sure.
Thinking
sure.
of him.
Yeah.
Hand me that pencil there. I'll just drop him a few rounds right now. He's subject to take it over to him quick as he gets back. No, I expect we better use a pen and ink, Abner. Come think about it, a letter like this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dear Squire.
Dear Squire?
Hello, Squire.
Huh?
Nothing. He ain't out there.
Huh?
Trying to figure out how to start this thing.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say dear that way, Lon. That sounds like a love letter or something like that. I wouldn't call him dear Squire.
We are awful sorry you got hurt when you fell down in our picture show last night.
I wouldn't say fell down in our picture, so I'd say on it, you know. That sounds like falling down the well or something.
Be quiet, Abner.
What's that you wrote there just now?
We feel bad about it because we know it's our fault for not having more light in there so you could see where you was going.
Yeah, it's our fault, all right.
Anything we can do for you, be sure and let us know. For we feel responsible for the whole business.
Yeah.
Yours truly. Now we both better sign this, Abner.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we imagine the Squire will be very glad to receive this little note from Lum and Abner, don't you? Summer colds, don't you dread the very mention of them? They are not only unpleasant and catching, but there's always the danger of further complications. Now, I don't say that drinking Horlick's malted milk makes you immune from colds. I don't think there's anything that can do that. But drinking Horlick certainly is a fine help in cold prevention. It builds resistance, gives you needed strength, and increased vitality. It is rich, you see, in the needed vitamins and minerals for this. That's why no family can afford to overlook Horlick as a valuable addition to the everyday menu. Drink it any time of day. It won't spoil your appetite. And don't forget the youngsters. It's every bit as good for them. Keep a package on hand. You can get Horlicks, you know, at any druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.